This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Beti Bachao Beti Parao movement has become a transformative people-powered initiative and drawn participation from people across all walks of life. On completing 10 years of the movement, the Prime Minister said in a social post, Beti Bachao Beti Parao movement has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. The Prime Minister highlighted that districts with historically low child sex ratios have reported significant improvements. The Prime Minister urged everyone to continue to protect the rights of the daughters, ensure their education and create a society where they can thrive without discrimination. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today met Swiss Federal Railways delegation in Davos. During the meeting, they had detailed discussion on safety technologies and maintenance practices. Mr. Vaishnav also visited rail coach manufacturing plant of Stadler Rail at St. Margrethen in Switzerland. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan said that beverage company AB InBev has announced an investment of $250 million in various parts of India, which will be completed in 2 to 3 years. Mr. Paswan held a meeting with the company on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. He said it is another historic step in India's food processing industry and will write a new chapter on job creation and economic progress. The minister said it symbolizes growing opportunities and the confidence of global companies in India.
I'm happy the kind of infrastructure that my country has made over the years has given that confidence globally to come to India and invest. My Prime Minister is extremely clear with his policies is the reason why single window clearances is being provided, ease of business is given. That really excites the investors to come and invest.
On the first day of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Maharashtra, under the leadership of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, signed investment agreements worth 6,25,457 crore rupees. This marks a new record for securing such a significant investment amount in a single day. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis met with key executives of several companies and invited them to invest in Maharashtra. A special cabinet meeting of the Uttar Pradesh government is underway at Prayagraj. All 54 ministers of the Uttar Pradesh government are attending the meeting. Political parties have intensified their campaigning for Delhi Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with parties' booth-level workers through the Nemo app this afternoon under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program. Party MPs, MLAs, councillors, office bearers will attend the event along with booth-level workers. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in Indralok area of Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency today. The Employees Provident Fund organization EPFO added 14,63,000 members during November last year. This represents an increase of 9.07% in net members as compared to October 2024. The Minister of Labour and Employment attributed this surge to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's successful outreach programs. At least 10 people were killed and 16 injured when the vehicle they were travelling in turned turtle near the Arbel Ghat in Yalapur Taluk of Karnataka in Uttara Kannada district today. The truck loaded with vegetables and fruits fell into a roadside gorge, leading to the death of 9 people on the spot, while one died at the hospital. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Badhal village in Rajouri district, where 17 mysterious deaths occurred in the last 45 days, has been declared a containment zone. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the district magistrate has imposed Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS, sealing the affected families' homes. At least 76 people died and 51 others were injured in a fire at a hotel at a ski resort in northwestern Turkey yesterday. Authorities evacuated around 230 guests from the hotel. In the Indonesia Masters Super 500 Badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu is set to face TL Nguyen of Vietnam in the women's singles opening round in Jakarta. Today, the match is scheduled to begin at 4:40 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.